Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. You have joined Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So thank you for joining us this morning and sharing your morning with us. And we've had wonderful callers with great questions. Don't ever be afraid to ask something.
Yeah, call us. We're not real scary.
Right. We're not at all. This is a great number. The number to call is 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery is our expert in the house, taking your calls and questions. And Isaac and Sherry, we've got Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are good.
Very good. So I've got a quick question. I'm having an issue with my yard, right? So the house was built in 2017. I bought it in 19. The yard does really good early spring, but when it starts getting warm, it like dies out. So I'm wondering if maybe I have a soil issue, or what do I need to do to get the yard healthy to where it stays green, you know, throughout the summer. I've got a sprinkler system, I fertilize, and it does well for a while, but once it starts getting warm, it starts to die out and gets like low spots, you know, like bare spots in it.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things that you can do. I would probably recommend getting your soil tested would be the first thing to do, so you know specifically, you know, what you're deficient in.
Okay.
But a kind of a general blanket, I would aerate, and then you could do a compost or soil amendment, and then do a good fertilizer, good organic fertilizer, high in carbon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and be very aggressive this year or this spring.
Right.
Like in March, like you said, do the aeration, compost, top dress, things like MicroLife Humates Plus.
Yeah.
You know, If it's coming out good in the spring and then it's in the hot, you know, summers, it's retreating a bit.
Right.
It's probably a hard pan soil.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I live in the Mont Belvieu area, so
okay.
A lot of clay.
Heavy
clay. Yeah, a lot of clay, and I'm you know, fairly close to the bay.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, and of course it's a large. It's on an acre and a half, acre and a half. So the front yard is not. It's a decent size, but, you know, I've used a zero-turn mower, right? So then I've noticed where it's – I can see where I've gone through the same path, and it gets low in the spots where the tires go. I do definitely need to fill in, and so I was wondering if it would be best to use a compost to fill in the yard and do that.
Yeah, like I said, I would recommend doing the aeration and then do like a top dress. I would recommend some like Humates, some type of soil amendment, and then also do the compost. And you could go a little heavier to fill in some of your low spots.
Yeah, and maybe change the pattern that you mow in.
Right.
If you can.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm seriously considering getting a push mower for the front just because I can mow the back.
Yeah,
with the
smaller areas, I definitely recommend a push mower.
Okay.
And then you might just say, okay, I'm really going to battle the front yard this year.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what my thought is. I'm not as concerned with the back as I am the front.
Yeah, and if the only way to really battle that clay is to increase the organic content of the soil and the microbial count in the soil.
Right.
And so the best way to do that is through compost. And, you know, we talk a lot about compost and soils on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Not all composts are created equal.
Right.
And you do get what you pay for. So start in small areas and do something like the leaf mold compost.
Right.
Or the Landscaper's Pride Healthy Soil Compost. And then invest in some MicroLife Humates, like Isaac was saying.
Yeah. That Humates is really
And then you can also do some liquids, like some seaweed, some fish, get some good
That'll
microbes
really
in there.
Stimulate your biology. And your biology, when you put the biology, when I say biology, through compost, you're putting microbes down. When you stimulate them with the super seaweed or the biomatrix, they act like little tillers and they get that compost down into the soil further. So, so be aggressive. You know, you can't overdo it with the organic material this year.
Yeah.
You can't overdo it with the humic acid. You could do it once a quarter or the Humates Plus.
Yeah.
You can do the super seaweed like I do every Friday on everything. Yeah. You will start to see an improvement. And you may have some areas that still react bad in the summer and just be more aggressive. Like, get out there and once a week and spray the seaweed in those areas.
But
I think you'll start to see a big, huge improvement.
Yeah. Yes.
And the more you put into it this year, your long-term investment or your long-term payoff will be less water.
But the humates and the liquid, the seaweed, the fish, you can start doing that now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
It's all about the soil. So, yes, keep us up to date.
Yeah, and the when you're talking about the top coat, would I do that, like you said, in March? Is that what you would recommend?
So you can start it really any time. The only problem with starting right now is we're not in an active growth state. So if you put a fourth of an inch layer of compost down, you're going to see it for two months. If we wait until March until we're in an active growth state, you put it out, it's like the grass really starts taking off. And then it takes over that compost, so you're not left with a bunch of dirt.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
But I would recommend aerating and then putting the compost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Aerate first.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
Aerate first. All right. I appreciate it very much. Thank you all for the help.
Awesome, Mike. Thanks for listening. And I could tell he was taking notes. So get your pen and paper out and take your notes.
Yeah.
And give us a call at 281-833-3333. Like, there's always something to talk about.
Right. So we will return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
You gotta eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Winterize now with MicroLife Humates Plus 004 and MicroLife Ocean Harvest 423 to see success this spring. Condition your soils with one application of MicroLife Humates Plus. Follow up with spraying MicroLife Ocean Harvest for additional degrees of frost protection. Find MicroLife at your local garden center. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. I am here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. We're answering all your lawn and garden questions. And Sandy is back. She had to run an errand real quick.
Well, thank you very much.
So I started driving the bus here.
Of course you can. Yes.
But before we get to answering more questions, we want to talk about Purescapes. So, you know, you're out in your lawn and garden. You're just like, I don't know what to do, but I want a refresh or I want a complete landscape plan. Purescapes is who you should call. Mm-hmm. You can give them a call at 281-370-5060. Mm-hmm. They have been in the landscape business for over 20 years. I've known them personally. They've been involved in the industry for, I'm almost 50.
I heard you.
Jason, who bought the company, I'm sorry, they've been in business for over 30 years.
30 years.
But involved in the industry for over 50. Yeah. But if you need your landscape redesigned, freshened up, you're just not sure what to do, they are the place.
Right. And a little bit of a new curb appeal is so important.
Yeah. And, you know, they don't just do landscape. They'll do hardscaping. You know, it's kind of like your one-stop shop for landscaping.
Yes.
You don't have to hire different contractors where they do your landscape lighting, your hardscape, irrigation and drainage, which there is an art to.
Yes.
Not just anybody can install a landscape.
Right.
I mean, irrigation. You know, they can install it, but are you going to be satisfied with it? And they can work on your existing sprinklers as well. They also offer a quarterly maintenance program.
Voila.
So you get them to come to your landscape, and then you have them come out once a quarter to maintain and make sure that everything is performing at the rate it's supposed to perform, and you make sure there's no insects or disease problems. So go to purescapes.com. That's PEARCESCAPES.com. or you can give them a call, 281-370-5060.
Right. Have a little makeover or refresh with Peerscapes.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of landscapers out there that call themselves landscapers. Mm-hmm. Peerscapes, they are the real deal.
And, you know, we talk about sprinkler systems. And I know Isaac came to my house last year and we did a video. And it was perfect because I had a sprinkler head blow a gasket.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just flowing like a geyser.
Yeah.
Like crazy. And unless you're out there, you know, kind of looking to see what's going on, it's nice to have extra eyes on your property. But make sure that you kind of walk around, especially when you turn the sprinklers back on in the next month or so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, next month at least. Maybe even later than that.
I don't really turn mine back on until March or April.
Yeah.
If we're dry. If we keep getting at least an inch of rain a week, I don't turn it on until we have to.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes that's June.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, but it's a good idea to get those eyes out there on what's going on.
Yeah.
In your sprinkler system and your plants. So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Sherry and Isaac a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And, you know, we barely mentioned, I forgot to remind people that we have the website, which is such a great resource for you. If you're a little shy about calling, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com. Easy. Homeshowgardenpros.com. And there's an Ask a Pro area where you can just send in a picture or a question to the show, and we can go through those and answer those for you also. And sometimes it's handy to call us and send the picture because we can really have that conversation.
Yeah, it's hard to diagnose the patient if you can't see the patient.
Yeah.
So pictures are so valuable.
Exactly.
And whether it's identifying a plant or a weed or a disease or an insect, it helps to see.
Well, I know a lot with the pictures that we're sending or that customers bring in, you can actually see the whole picture.
Yeah.
Because they say, well, my tree's not doing very well, and just them describing. And then you see, oh, well, that tree's planted right by a head, or it's planted low, or there might be runoff from like a downspout or a gutter or whatever. Yeah. And they didn't tell you about that. So you can actually see everything that's going on.
Absolutely.
The big picture.
The big picture. Right.
And, you know, sometimes people bring me pictures and they're like, why is this not blooming? And they'll show me a picture. And I'm like, I scroll up and you can see what time the picture was taken. And you're like, well, this is a full sun plant.
Right.
And you took this picture at 2 o'clock and there was no sun.
Yeah.
It's in the shade. So, yes, we learn a lot from looking at pictures.
Right. So, you know, bring them into your Home Show Garden Pros or send them to homeshowgardenpros.com and we can go from there.
Yeah.
Now, before the break, we talked about trees.
Yes. Tree planting time.
Yes. And this is a great time because, Sherry, you always remind me, Sandy, the summer is what's the most stressful on our plants. So we want to get those plants in there, right, Isaac?
Right, yeah.
Get them planted. So how to? What am I going to choose from?
Okay.
As far as trees?
Trees.
Or if we're going to go trees, you need to kind of know, you know, what you want.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want something you can eat or just something you can look at?
Or do you want ornamental? Do you want a shade tree? And then you need to decide, do you want an evergreen? Do you want a deciduous?
And we talked about that earlier.
Right.
Yes, we did.
So do you want something that's got leaves year-round or do you want something – do you want something maybe with little color? And so
– lots of choices.
Ooh, right. And let's really dive into why you would pick a deciduous tree versus an evergreen when we come back from the break. We're going to go out for a break, but give us a call, 281-833-3333, and we'll be right back.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite, A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for all seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Give your plants and flower beds a winter blanket of mulch. It helps plants keep warm in winter. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Happy New Year, gardeners. This is Leo from Nature's Way Resources. As we enter a fresh year of possibilities, Nature's Way Resources celebrates a remarkable milestone, 30 years of commitment to making sustainable products. At Nature's Way Resources, we offer not just one, but two incredible products, our original leaf mold compost and our exceptional fungal compost, both perfect for enriching your soil and giving your garden the nutrients it craves. As the winter chill settles in, it's still the perfect time to consider protecting your yard. Mulching is key. Create a cozy blanket for your plants with our high-quality mulch, shielding them from the harsh elements. Looking for something to keep you warm? We now offer firewood bundles of select white and red oak to create a toasty ambiance for you and your guests. Stay connected with us. Don't forget to like and follow Nature's Way Resources on social media. Find us at Nature's Way Resources for tips, updates, and more on sustainable gardening. Welcome the new year with the greener, healthier approach. Here's to a year filled with thriving gardens and abundant harvest. Nature's Way Resources, natural products that work with the laws of nature. We are located north on I-45. Take the 1488 exit, head east over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning, and thank you, Leo. Boy, those descriptions just make me want to get out in the yard.
I know,
grow.
Right?
Yes, yes.
And get out to Nature's Way and check it out. They have a beautiful little nursery there mm-hmm. they've got going, and mm-hmm. pick up your leaf mold compost.
That's right.
That we talk about all the time.
That's right, right. And you can get them at our get leaf mold compost at our Home Show Garden Pros,
yep,
too.
In bags, yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you for joining us this morning. You can give Sherry and Isaac a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we were talking about digging holes for trees. No, actually, we hadn't even gotten
there yet. We're talking about the actual picking of your trees. And Isaac was talking about, do you want a deciduous or an evergreen? Meaning, mm-hmm. do you want something that loses its leaves versus evergreen that keeps its leaves?
Right.
And why would somebody choose one or the other? Because, you know, you're thinking, you know, the average homeowner is going, well, why would I want something that loses its leaves? But there are reasons.
Yeah.
There's benefits. So
right.
go for it, Isaac.
Well, I mean, it depends. If you want a type of screen, you'd want to go with, you know, probably an evergreen.
Okay. To block out the neighbors. Or,
right. Mm-hmm. But like in my yard, for example, you know, I'm thinking about putting a deciduous shade tree mm-hmm. on the west side to block the sun.
Right. In the warm months.
In the warm
when
months.
It has leaves.
And then I get sun in the winter months.
Yeah. Because it loses leaves. And and you can have some lawn recovery early before it really leaves out.
Yeah.
So it lets some sunlight through to the ground. So mm-hmm. there are benefits.
Yeah.
And your deciduous trees typically get bigger faster.
They do.
And it depends on what type of deciduous trees. You have more options for maybe fall color.
Mm-hmm.
You like the red maple. You get some beautiful fall
red maple,
color.
Yeah,
you
red
get,
oak.
Right. You get some nice, you know, color in the spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so, your blooming trees are more deciduous,
right,
too. So
right.
if you
Crate
just need
Myrtle,
a little
Vitex.
Yeah, ornamental tree.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to go more deciduous. So.
Right.
So in when we're talking terms.
Right.
Yeah.
You need to know that when you're shopping for a tree and the benefits one versus the other.
Right. So that it works for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like, what do you want it for? So you said, you know, you want some shade in the summer, but not necessarily in the winter.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So that would be deciduous.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are going to lose their leaves.
Right.
Tons of choices.
Yeah. So plant selection is first.
Yeah.
Picking out what you want. And then we get to the planting
the
part,
planting.
The fun part, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Isaac, what kind of inputs in preparation would somebody that's going to plant a tree need?
Well, I always recommend to go twice as wide as mm-hmm. the root ball. So if you have a 2-foot root ball, I'd go, you know, 4-foot in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
And What I like to do is, you know, pull the tree out of the bucket, set the bucket to the side, and then, you know, dig your hole. And I like to put the soil in that bucket.
Okay.
And then you can actually mix it if you want in the bucket with some, like, good compost or mixed soil. So you mix all that up. And then I recommend planting the tree probably 2 to 4 inches above grade.
Above, remember that.
So the soil in the pot should be 2 to 4 inches above the ground.
Yes.
Level.
Yes.
So you're going to do it twice the width, but not quite as deep.
Right, right. So you want the root ball sticking out probably 2 to 4 inches above grade. And then you can put that, you know, the soil that you dug out.
Yeah.
You mix that up with some compost or mixed soil and then put that back in the hole. And then you can do, you know, some compost or
mulch on top.
Mulch. And that's a good time to fertilize.
Yeah. And I always tell people, dig an ugly hole.
Right.
Yes. Dig an ugly hole.
Yeah.
Like when I say that, they're like, what do you mean an ugly hole? Yeah. So you just imagine when you're digging a hole in a clay soil.
Right.
And it's if you dig it really pretty and smooth, you've basically created a clay bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you dig an ugly hole that you stab
the sides
and the bottom,
right,
then water can move through. And then that's before you set your tree in and backfill, it's a good time to put things like expanded shale, a little layer of compost, and then something like the Nelson's Genesis transplanting mix that's going to be good for root stimulating. And then get the tree in there, leveled, backfill with the bucket that you've mixed with your compost, and then mulch. But yeah, that's super important to take advantage of that early on and get everything, you know, just so in 2 or 3 years we're not going, well,
why
it just didn't establish.
Right? And also at that time, a good option, I like to do observation tubes.
Yes. Okay.
Oh.
So the PVC pipes.
Well, you can do like the 4-inch corrugated pipe so that it allows air and water to go through so you can, you know, observe if you've got water, if it's dry.
You look down in there and you can go, I see water holding in there.
And you can put you can put your liquid fertilizer there and you want. You can put your granular.
Yep.
You can actually put your hose in there to water it.
Yeah. In the summertime, absolutely. Yeah.
So
getting that tree planted correctly.
Yeah.
And then you can call us at 281-833-3333 to review any of that.
Yeah.
Go over how to plant it. Mm-hmm. And then if you've got one you already planted and you're having trouble, maybe we can figure out what to do or how to help it. Yeah. So give us a call at 281-833-3333 and we'll return after this.
Revitalize your lawn from summer stress. Give it what it needs from Landscaper's Pride. Choose the perfect blend from their 27 locally sourced, nutrient-rich green space summer antidotes. Healthy soil compost, mushroom compost, and enriched topsoil, perfect for repairing and restoring. Bring the green back to your green spaces. Landscaper's Pride blends are specifically designed to heal and nourish Texas yards and gardens. Find Landscaper's Pride at the Garden Pro near you. Learn more at landscaperspride.com. Landscaperspride.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Isaac here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. He is from Spring Gardens Nursery. We've got lines of calls for you, Isaac.
Oh, good.
But first, we would like to talk about taking care of our lawn and garden. And another great resource we have is Woodland Tree Experts.
Yeah, we've been talking about trees this morning, getting them planted, getting them pruned. You know, and a good idea is to meet with somebody like Ed Dolphin at the Woodlands Tree Experts to come up with a plan.
Yeah.
And he can do all these things for you as well.
Right.
So Ed is a board certified arborist. He is a real tree doctor. And you can have him come to your yard and assess your existing trees and come up with a plan for planting new trees. He does all the soil and fertilization issues. He can detect insect problems, disease problems before you even see a problem.
Right.
He can see something because he has a trained eye. They make sure your trees and landscapers are in optimal condition and can kind of coach you through, you know, next steps.
Right.
So it's very beneficial to get Ed into your yard. And he recommends at least once a year. I mean, you go to the doctor for a checkup.
Exactly.
Every year.
Yeah.
Right.
Your trees, you know, they're living things. They may need a trained eye to detect problems before they become
And you may be walking around saying, oh, my trees are fine, but it's really good to have a baseline.
Yeah.
You know, to say, he can say, yep, you're doing good here. Maybe let's add this, or you're great. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Especially after the summer that we had.
Yeah. We had a awful summer, and we've had two hard winters in the past. And those stresses sometimes won't wreak havoc for a few years.
Right.
No, trees take a while to show their issues. So give Ed a call today at 713-703-2701. That is his personal cell phone. Give him a call. Get him out in your yard. Mm-hmm. Let's come up with a plan. It's the Woodlands Tree Experts. You can go to woodlandstreeexpert.com or homeshowgardenpros.com for more information.
Yes. Thank you very much, Woodland Tree Experts. And we have got Chad on the line. Good morning, Chad. What do you have for Isaac and Sherry?
I have a question for you guys. Don't remember the botanical name for golden rain tree, but that's what I've seen it advertised as. Are y'all familiar with the tree I'm talking about? Okay. So they basically, most of them froze during our hard freeze and have been in the process of removing them, and I want to replace them. Been looking for an ornamental tree, and I found the Royal Empress tree. And if you read what's online about this tree, it does everything but make golden flowers that you can sell at the pawn shop. My concern is, the golden shower tree was, they were lovely, but they dropped so many seeds. I was constantly weeding my gardens to get these seedlings out. What do y'all recommend, a Royal Empress for our zone here? Is it invasive? I don't know much about. Anytime I read anything online that says this is the greatest tree ever, I question whether or not it's actually a weed.
And do you see a lot of them around here?
I there are actually two specimens in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They flower lovely in the spring, a lightly purple colored flower that is scented. The bees seem to love it. They do have rather big leaves, and they drop, but they're much easier to break up and clean up than a lot of other trees. And they look nice, and they're supposedly very fast growing, like 10 feet a year or something to that. And I just didn't know, other than having identified these that I've seen around my neighborhood, and there's only two of them, and I don't know when they were planted.
Yeah.
And they're in a front yard where someone could obviously clean up any runners they sent out. I don't know enough about this tree, and I just wanted to know if y'all were familiar with anybody using these as landscape specimens.
Okay. Isaac, what you got?
Not a lot. Now, I was thinking of, you know, other options. They have the Parkinsonia or the Palo Verde. If you're looking for like a drought tolerant, you're looking for an ornamental tree. And if you're looking specifically for the yellow, another one is the Tulip Popular. It has like a yellow.
I am familiar with that one. I do like that tree. That's what they call the tulip tree, or they call it the Tulip Poplar?
Tulip Poplar.
Tulip Poplar.
There's also something, a tulip tree, that's the deciduous magnolia. They call that a tulip tree as well. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I've seen that one as well. I kind of like that one also.
Yeah. On the Royal Empress Palowina, I mean, the problem with it, it's fast growing.
Right.
But it's not very long lived.
Right.
So that could be the biggest problem. That, and my sister just messaged me. She was like, spider mite heaven.
Yeah.
So what happens is, it's not necessarily winter that bothers them. It's the hot summer stresses them out, and they get spider mites and different tent caterpillars and things like that. So, you know, you can grow it.
Right.
It does grow, and we sell them occasionally.
Yeah.
But is it going to be what you're after?
Yeah.
Right.
And probably worth my time and effort to ultimately maybe replace it.
Right. Yeah. I think there's other things that would be better for you.
So you mentioned some of his other choices if he wants kind of that look.
Yeah. I'm thinking of some other ones, like a desert willow, I think would be a good one. Also, like the purple robe locust.
Okay.
be a good one. You get some good fall or spring flowers.
Great.
Yeah. And is that what you're after, a blooming tree?
You know, it doesn't have to be blooming, but blooming, I enjoy the blooming of the golden rain tree, and blooming would be nice. And I'm going to look into all of those that you recommended.
Okay.
See which one I think fits me well. One last question. Planted it, forgive me if I'm pronouncing this wrong, a jacaranda tree.
Uh-huh. Jacaranda.
Jacaranda. It does sound like a Spanish word.
Yes.
Probably not that suited for our climate. It's 2 years old now, about 16 feet tall. That thing's not going to survive here.
I mean, I've had one, and it's beautiful, and then we get a hard freeze.
Right.
And it takes it out. So, you know, it just depends on what you're after and what you're willing to, you know, the time you're going to put in, and then if we lose it, you have to start over.
Yeah.
All right, one last question. Uh-huh. Have they bred a lilac we can grow here? I've heard of some kind of Persian lilac that allegedly can grow in Vilna.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of it too. Yeah. Isaac, have you seen one yet?
I have not, but speaking of lilacs, I think one of my favorite ones, and they call it the Texas lilac, is a Vitex.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Vitex is great. I have one. Love it. It's the thing that blooms most in the summer, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, but as far as like the up north lilac, now they might have developed one, but they have not gotten it in, you know, through trials and into production yet.
Right.
So you're probably not going to see them for several years. And who knows how hardy it is until we actually get our hands on it. So,
Well, I may get my hands on one and I'll plant it and let you guys
And let us know. Yeah. There we go.
Keep
it sounds great.
My final question is, do we have an agricultural extension garden in Harris County anymore?
I know they had one at Bear Creek. They don't have it anymore. There's one down in Friendswood, I believe. Genoa Red Bluff. But that's the only one that I know of.
What area are you in?
I'm in Northwest Houston, Spring Branch area.
Yeah.
I used to go to the one and get budwood for grafting for fruit trees out at Bear Creek, and then it flooded during Harvey. They moved offices, and I never heard about them planting another experimental garden.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they don't have one yet.
Montgomery County.
No.
Well, Chad, keep us up to date on the blooming flowers and the blooming trees, and let us know how they're going.
I will let you guys know. Thank you so much for the information. Y'all have a great day today.
You too, Chad. Thank you.
And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can call us just like Chad did at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Melinda after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAeration.com.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth in our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Forget about fertilizing. Fertilizing in winter burns your plants. Wait for now. We'll tell you when to start again. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning, everybody. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 that you have tuned into. And we love our listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. And you can call us at 281-833-3333. We've got a line of callers. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and we're talking about planning and preparation and things that we can do. And one of those things that we can do is get our yards ready for the hot summer while it's cool and it's not so hard. So we can do things like MicroLife Ultimate. It's one of our favorites to put out. It'll feed and loosen the soil, get it ready for the long, hot summer. And another thing we can do is a bioinoculant called MicroGrow. It's not a product that we talk about very often, but it is very beneficial. It's trillions of rhizosphere microbes in a bag, and you can put it out with a spreader. And what that's going to do, it's going to help you grow better flowers and turf. So anywhere you have soil, it's going to be beneficial. It's excellent for growing healthy roots. So at the time of planting, you could put it in the hole with your trees and shrubs. Inexpensive long-term protection. It's like an insurance policy for your soil and for your roots. It builds big roots. It's completely safe. 100% slow release. Will not burn. That's huge. And all the MicroLife products are very safe to use around your pets, your plants, your people, your fruit trees, your vegetables. But they won't burn. And if you're new to gardening, you know, that's something you worry about with fertilizers is burning, and you don't have to worry about that. So whether you're using their 624, their Humates Plus, their MicroLife Ultimate, which is my favorite for the spring, you know, you can do it with confidence that you're not going to hurt anything.
Right. So we love the MicroLife products. You need to have them on your shelf. And I know Sherry and I love the Super Seaweed Liquid that we use very frequently. And I promise your plants will smile at you the next morning.
Oh, yeah. The green in them is just greener the next day. So for more information, you can go to MicroLifeFertilizers.com or HomeshowGardenPros.com.
Yes. Healthy soils, healthy people, healthy plants.
And you can always call us, 281-833-3333. To get more information about these products.
And Melinda is on the line. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning.
How are you? What do you have for Isaac and Sherry?
Well, I had a beautiful holly, not a holly, a bottle brush hedge that was about 10 feet tall. I had about six plants on the side yard fence, and the birds, of course, loved them. And in the freeze, they all died. So I've since been trying to find a hedge that would live through various kinds of weather. My neighbor one house over has a holly hedge, and I noticed that the leaves are very small, and I was wondering if you would recommend that I put a holly hedge in there.
Hollies are great. There's different types and different varieties. It's great. It's cold hardy, great evergreen. That's a great option.
And the birds will like the berries. I just noticed there was some possum hall holly trees and some yaupon, not the dwarf yaupon, but regular yaupon, just loaded with berries that would give you that same kind of haven for the birds as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but they're super hardy. Yeah, they can take our freeze. They can take our drought.
Okay. Yeah. When would be the best time to plant those now?
Yeah, I would recommend that now. Yeah. Get them in, get them established.
Yeah, because winter's not going to hurt them, but it'll get them rooted and ready for this hot summer.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Thanks, Melinda. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I'm here with Sherry and Isaac. They are taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return right after this.
This place has gone to pot.
And that's good.
Because the right pot makes your garden pop.
One-of-a-kind handcrafted pottery.
At Nelson Nursery and Water Garden.
Fill yours with trees or flowers.
Or create disappearing fountains.
Only Nelson's has so many to choose from.
In so many sizes, shapes, and colors.
Did we mention they're one-of-a-kind?
No wonder folks come from afar to find their perfect pot.
Or maybe it's the fish and water garden.
It's all good.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Garden.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. The best-kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests. Now is a great time to get your onion sets in the garden. Our easy-to-grow onion sets are available in short-day varieties, which are the best types for our area. all produce large sweet bulbs that store for 2 months or more. Plant now for harvest in April or May. Also, if you need to color up your yard, we've got tons of red and white cyclamen, pansies, violas, snapdragons, and lots more cold-tolerant color. And don't forget, now is a great time to plant evergreen shrubs and trees. If you plant them now, they'll have plenty of time to get established before the heat of next summer comes along. We offer gift cards for that special gardening buddy of yours. It's that time of year where we have to start planning for the cold weather. If you have some sensitive plants that need to be protected this winter, we have frost cloth and frost protection blankets. So if that time comes, come on in and see us, and we'll make sure you get your plants taken care of. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 near Katy. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759 near Greatwood. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333. Just want to remind everybody, we have rotating experts come through here every Saturday morning from our Home Show Garden Pros. And those pros are Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. You just heard from Joey. Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and Spring Gardens Nursery. And that's who's taking your calls this morning. Spring Gardens Nursery.
Yeah.
With Isaac.
And before the break, we were talking about all kinds of good stuff, and we had talked about hollies,
right? Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to touch on hollies, like selection and planting placement.
Yeah, you just got to be careful by planting them like in a full shade, because they'll be stressed out. They're more likely to get insects. Specifically, you'll get problems with scale, and then if you get insects, then you'll be more likely to get problems with black sooty mold. Ooh. So if you can, plant them in kind of a filtered or full sun area.
Okay.
Yeah, and planting on things like evergreens like hollies, it's really important to get a good compost in the hole at the time.
Right.
And something that maybe will add some acidity.
Yeah.
Like your MicroLife acidified.
Right.
Because they are acid lovers.
Right.
And our our soils here tend to be
a little more alkaline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Used to be, it depends on where you live too. If you're on the edge of the piney woods, you'll be a little bit more acidic.
Right.
But, you know, most of Houston is not in the piney woods.
Yeah. In the woodlands, we're about 7.5.
Yeah, which is
average.
Not very. I mean, it's alkaline. Yeah. So, and you're at the edge of the piney woods there, so you've got to do some acidification when you plant. And you know, 98% of what we grow here is acid lovers.
Yeah.
So you've got to add the good fungal compost and good acidification fertilizers at the time
of
planting.
Keep it fed and nurtured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, earlier you were talking about the best ways to plant the trees. Mm-hmm. Now, it would apply to hollies too, or, you know, any sort of shrubs. We don't want to plant them too low.
Right.
Make sure that they're not sinking in the hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, hollies and shrubs typically go into a flower bed, so it's a matter of building a flower bed. And we do raised beds here because we do get so much rainfall that if you do it at grade, you risk things staying too wet too long. So
yeah, because they're going to settle.
You want to do a raised bed, and you know, you just add good compost at the time of planting, and you're good. Yeah.
So a good reminder that things do kind of sink over time.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Isaac and Sherry, we've got Ann on the line. You want to? Who's got a question? Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm doing great.
Wonderful. What you got this morning?
I have a question. I have a small leaf magnolia. It is in an area that is lots of clay, hard soil. It's just kind of holding its own. It made it through the winter. I watered it a lot the summer. The heat, but it looks like it's just struggling. So where can I start to try to repair?
Well, what I would do is some kind of fertilizer, like a good organic fertilizer. If you can do some compost, and I would also recommend a liquid fertilizer, like a seaweed or a fish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so this is where, you know, if you would have been able to do all this stuff at the time of planting, then he'd be thriving right now. So now we are, that's why it's important to plant with the right inputs. Now, now we can still battle it, exactly what Isaac said, some good organic fertilizer, some compost, to try to to boost it and change the structure of that soil. It's just going to be a little bit of a process to change it now that you can't get down at that root system. Now, if you if it's only been in the ground since last spring, you could probably have somebody dig it up and replant it with the good compost underneath. But you can do it. You can accomplish it. It's just going to take some time.
Yeah.
Now, do I just need to dig the soil around it? What little I can dig, it's very hard, and then try to get it in the soil.
Yeah, if you could pull back, you know, some of the soil to where you get to the roots, and you could do like a humic acid, and then you could put some good, you know, concentrated compost or some humates, put that in there, and then maybe top dress with some compost.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I think you can turn it around. Yeah. Like you said, the humic acid, humates, compost, liquid seaweed, just mix it up in a bucket, pour it down around the roots. That'll stimulate some root growth and activate the microbes to start to loosen the soil, too.
Yeah, just needs
maybe. And a nice layer of mulch is always going to help, okay?
Right. Okay, great. Well, I use pine needles, so I don't use mulch in my yard. Okay. But I certainly appreciate your help. Thank you.
You bet. No problem. Thank you. And that's another one that's an acid lover. Yeah. So good acidification fertilizer is going to be very beneficial. She's using the pine needles, so over time that will help.
Right.
But right now, compost is going to be super important.
Yeah.
Good acidifying fertilizer. Mm-hmm. Put those pine needles right back on top.
Yeah. It sounds like maybe when it was planted, it didn't get some of those nutrients.
Yeah,
that's
why we always say plant in the beginning, then you don't have to undo some of these things and watch your plant, your poor plant struggle.
Well, she's dealing, it sounds like, with a heavy clay soil, so it's an uphill battle.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's always hope, so keep at it, and it's all about the soil. That's all what I'm learning, all about the soil nutrition. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Landscaping, like fashion, quickly shifts from chic to outdated. Keeping yours ahead of the trends is easy. Piercescapes updates your home's curb appeal with a timeless touch, from design and installation to maintenance. Whether you prefer lush gardens, sleek hardscaping, or something in between, Piercescapes brings your vision to life. 3 decades of restoring and enhancing Houston yards makes Piercescapes your fashionable choice. Get started now. Visit piercescapes.com.
And the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Thank you so much for listening to Home Show Garden Pros here this morning. We have so enjoyed our callers and listeners. I'm Sandy here with
Sherry, and we've been talking about planting and how to actually plant, but there's something else you need to consider is what plants to plant.
Yeah. Right.
And if you're just not sure, Magnolia Gardens has taken the guesswork out with their Plants for Texas line.
They've been growing these plants for 45 years.
Yeah, and they've tested tried and true varieties that can take our extremes.
Right.
Our cold and our really hot and our really rainy seasons and our really dry seasons.
The soggy and the dry.
Yeah, so they've taken the guesswork out for you, and how you identify these is they have a brown pot with a Texas shape on it, and it says Plants for Texas right on there.
Yeah.
So you know that they've been, you know, trialed and tested in our area. Mm-hmm. They have over 40 seasonal varieties that you can choose from. And you can find these at your Home Show Garden Pro locations. And if they don't have them, you can ask them, where's your Plants for Texas? And they'll get them.
Right.
But the ornamental grasses, perennials like Celadeora daylilies, mm-hmm. Mexican heather, different types of rosemary, succulents like red yucca that made it through the drought beautifully
amazing.
This past summer. And then a lot of perennials like Esperanza, Tacoma Stans, all the beautiful lantanas that I brag about that are beautiful in my yard.
New my varieties. Obsession.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
lantana
So
obsession.
For more information, you can go to plantsfortexas.com mm-hmm. or go to Home Show Garden Pros
right.
and find a link to their website.
Easy success with these, Plants for Texas. Yeah. Just look for that container mm-hmm. and ask your Home Show Garden Pros for them. Yep. And that's a great way to start, or good fillers.
Yeah. And then get your soil ready and plant them, right?
That's right. That's right. Right. So Plants for Texas, look for those. They're beautiful.
Yeah. And, you know, another way is to get out and start walking the nurseries. And, you know, Isaac's here from Spring Gardens. And how many acres are you on over there?
We've got 18.
18 acres. And how many are walkable for customers?
13.
Okay.
There you go. That's
so
a good workout.
So you can get your steps in right. at yes. the nursery.
Right.
Do your steps in January. Everybody's yeah. on a health kick, and you right. can kind of scout. I always say it's the scouts at the nursery in January.
Yep.
Scouting out, kind of checking out what's out there, what's new, what's different, what's available.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it's a beautiful weather out right now. So
yeah, great time.
Yeah, so, come out and see us.
Yes. So we were talking at the break about Spring Gardens mm-hmm. Nursery and some mm-hmm. items that you could suggest for us.
Yeah. We've got, you know, a great deal if you're just trying to fill some holes or mm-hmm. maybe that you've lost something in your flower beds. If you just want to, you know, add some color.
Mm-hmm, a little perk up.
Right. And then also we've got a private blend fertilizer. Sometimes in the winter, you might get some deficiencies, little uh-huh. chlorotic, especially in your evergreens.
Okay, they might chlorotic.
They might be looking a little off color, a little more yellow, a little peaked.
Okay.
Yeah. With the cooler temperatures, you're not pulling as much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So, and then if your lawn's a little off color, you want to green it up a little bit, mm-hmm. your evergreens, your shrubs.
Mm-hmm. All right. You've got all those products.
Yep.
Products and plants and yep. trees.
Right.
Well, beautiful. Well, Spring Gardens
and professional
nursery.
Help.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, that's what we love about all of our yeah. Home Show Garden Pros mm-hmm. yeah. is I can go up to Spring Gardens Nursery, and if Isaac is busy with someone else, yeah. there's you, your whole crew
right.
knows what's going on.
Right.
I love that.
And what's nice now, things are a little slower. You can come in. We can spend, you know, some extra
time
to talk to you, look at your pictures,
yeah.
Go over any designs mm-hmm. so
yeah.
we can have more time to spend with you.
Right. So Spring Gardens Nursery up off of Gosselin Road.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much for that extra piece of information
no
about
problem.
Spring Gardens Nursery. And we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I'll listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.